Okay, thank you. Okay, so just to cover, and it'll kind of overlap from the previous presentation for overall Ohio, just for Cleveland specific. So we had contact tracing that we conducted for the flight that flew into Cleveland Hopkins Airport on October 10th. We received the flight manifest, close contacts that are identified to the index case, airport personnel list, and the bridal shop customer list, all from the Ohio Department of Health. From there, epidemiology strike team was conformed together, and that consisted of epidemiologists, disease intervention specialists, sanitarians, and nurses. Interviews. The phone interviews were conducted and completed with the standard questionnaire from the CDC. The questionnaire was pretty short, so we didn't take that long to complete the actual interviews themselves. We had a total of 24 contacts that we had to investigate as a part of this investigation. One of those 24 contacts were investigated in person. For that, we were not able to reach the contact by phone, so we actually had to physically go to the person's home with two police officers in order to complete the investigation. We were able to do that in person. And for each of the contacts, we also issued an Ebola monitoring packet to each of those contacts. And those included the questionnaire, a consent form in order to release the information, and also that they received the information, and a thermometer, and a symptom monitoring sheet. I won't go through in detail what the tier placements are. We just had covered that for Ohio, but those are the four tiers that we had developed for Ohio for monitoring contacts. Okay, so for monitoring, as you can see, most of our contacts were in the self-monitoring category because primarily all of the contacts that were monitored for Cleveland were the airline passengers who were on the flight with the Ebola patient at that time. So most of our contacts were able to self-monitor and report into us if they developed any symptoms consistent with Ebola. We did have five in the active monitoring category. For those, we were able to implement monitoring without having to physically go out to the home. We used the Skype for some of them, and we also used the iPhone app in order to have them report in their two temperature checks. Okay, so what were our successes? We had excellent teamwork and collaboration among our health department and all of our partners. Our EOC was activated, our JIC was activated, and we were just able to bring together all of our partners in order to help conduct these investigations. We had FBI, we had EMA, we had the mayor's office, we had our regional EPI response team. So we had a ton of partners who came together to work on behalf of this. The hospital systems came together in order to conduct honing down on a hospital system that could handle Ebola patient if we were to have someone diagnosed. All of our contacts were successfully monitored and no one developed the Ebola virus disease. Challenges. We had a lot of challenges, but these are just some. Controlling public panic and fear, that was a huge thing. Everyone thought that if they had a friend or a family member of someone who was on the plane, they felt like they should be investigated and monitored and followed up with. So trying to control that, and our office did a really great job of really trying to control that public information that was coming out to make it consistent for all of the people that were impacted. Initially, we did have a lack of guidance from the CDC. We were on conference calls until 12 and 1 o'clock in the morning trying to develop those tiers that you've seen we came up with. So a lot of work went into that. We had difficulty reaching some contacts. Like I said, we did have to go out with police officers to reach one of the contacts. And then just dealing with stigmas. Everyone associated, you know, Africa. We learned a lot that people felt that Africa was just one big country. And, you know, if we were in South Africa, am I affected? Am I impacted? So it was a lot of just reinforcing positive information and correct information to the public. Lessons that we've learned. It highlighted the importance of public health preparedness and response and reviewing our response plans and making sure they're up to date and working with our partners. We reviewed our infectious disease protocols, conducting drills to reinforce the incident command system and to have staff that don't normally work in an emergency situation be on board with understanding the incident. And I think that was it.